must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Plowman, take my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world.
Good afternoon, my friend. This is Red Bull. Program called Fate of Nations on the 29th day of December 2005, this Thursday edition of Fate of Nations. I'll be live for the next hour, and the number to join me on air is 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. Today I'm going to spend about the entire hour talking about the United Nations Agenda 21, and I'm going to be playing some sound clips of me personally confronting Mikhail Gorbachev and Ted Turner, and asking about aspects of Agenda 21 and their anti-constitutional behavior. But this comes from the Anti-Communitarian League website, which is nord.twu.net. That again, nord.twu.net. The Communitarian Plan for Reinventing a Global Government was adopted by the UN in 1992 at the Earth Summit. There were no public votes cast for or against any of the affected, quote, free nations. Average citizens were not consulted. In most free and democratic countries, the nation's taxpayers, who pay for it, were never even told about it. The major media outlets were mostly silent, while for 13 years the UN's LA 21 laws, that's Local Agenda 21 laws, have been imposed on all 166 member nations. There were no big discussions of its purpose or ultimate consequences. It just slid into law. It's really pretty amazing. No major editorials, no explanation of how it would be imposed. It was barely announced by the national governments who endorsed it. Only a few enlightened locals understand LA 21, again, that's Local Agenda 21, that it requires a total reorganization of government systems. It eliminates individual rights in the free countries. National systems of political economy are subservient to LA 21 laws. It was generally thought to be a good thing, so few people bother to read their new Local Agenda 21 vision for their community, even if they know there's a plan. It's presented by experts, really nice people promoted as just scientific, non-threatening way of cleaning up the world. It's a grassroots, holistic, sustainable development movement. Who's going to argue with that if they don't even know what it means? And this is what we're facing today. Agenda 21 is everywhere. In the speeches I attended with Mikhail Gorbachev and Ted Turner here in my town, every other word seemed like the UN is good, or sustainable development this, sustainable development that. How can we, you know, sustain the population at a sustainable level? You know, it was just all over the place. And most people don't understand what Agenda 21 is. It is the document that has been written to control your life from birth to death, listeners. Everybody needs to obtain a copy of this somehow. You can get it free off of the UN website, which is un.org, or you can order a hard copy off of their website, and there's also 800 numbers to call. You can get them off un.org, and I encourage everyone to go and do that. Or if there's a copy in your library, then go check it out and go read it. It's book length, about 400 to 500 pages. I've got a copy on my computer that I refer to quite often. ACL research, in other words, Anti-Communitarian League research, has been viewed by thousands of visitors from all over the world. Not one person has ever provided contrary evidence that this global blueprint for local sustainable development does not really exist. Searches for the term Agenda 21 have increased tenfold in the past year. Our research is a topic at many forums, and the above passage has been pasted on numerous American discussion boards. Has anybody heard of Agenda 21? Is the most common opening comment. In some groups, no one ever responds to the question. When there's a skeptic, they use the same response, which is designed to shut down any further civilized discussion. Ad hominem slander like, this is a ham-handed conglomeration of black helicopter lore, Bircherite phantasmagoria, and political illiteracy, with maybe a little Illuminati and Elders of Zion thrown in, is a typical communitarian response to a valid inquiry when I'm a novice in international politics, or no, I've never heard of it, would suffice. So this is what is going on all around us. And Nicholas, go on ahead and get that Mikhail Gorbachev clip queued up, and we'll go on ahead and play that. What I ask him is about his anti-constitutional behavior, because of just all his philandering in the BRAC-based realignment and closure proceedings, a foreign dictator, you know, presiding over our military bases being destroyed, really, and then his Gorbachev's work with Green Cross and Green Shield and all these other supposedly environmental organizations where they run contrary to the United States Constitution. All of this stuff does. So when you guys are ready, go on ahead and roll that clip.
Hello, Mr. President. I'm here today on behalf of actually millions of Americans who are concerned with your anti-constitutional behavior in regards to the environment, the environmental movement, the Earth Charter, your organizations, the Gorbachev Foundation, Green Cross, and Green Shield, and the UN's Agenda 21. It seems that the sustainability campaign of the UN Agenda 21 is really just code for land grabbing. I wish you could comment on that, please.
Хартия Земли – это тот документ, который родился в рамках зеленого движения, потому что это не только идея зеленого креста, это одновременно идея Совета Земли.
The Earth Charter was not produced by just by Green Cross International. This is a document that was developed as a result of common efforts by many environmental organizations, by many green organizations, including the Earth Council and many others.
Это идея, которую поддержали многие правительства.
This Earth Charter has now been supported by many governments.
Вопрос был поставлен так, что мы уже дошли до грани, и дальше начнутся такие разрушения в биосфере, которые приведут, вообще говоря, к удару по роду человеческому.
The Earth Charter recognizes that we have come to a point when the biosphere is being destroyed irreversibly, and this could have disastrous consequences for mankind.
Тогда очень отчетливо в выступлениях многих звучала тема: нам нужны своего рода новые заповеди.
And when we were drafting the Earth Charter, many of the drafters called for a kind of new set of commandments, environmental commandments.
Была создана комиссия, в которой представлены были все континенты планеты.
The drafting commission had representatives from all continents.
Это интеллектуалы, это политики, это представители малых народов.
It included not only intellectuals and the political figures, but also people representing indigenous nations and others.
Возглавлял ее замечательный американец, интеллектуал, способный выслушивать всякую ересь, которую несли в комиссию эту, и поражал своим демократизмом. Профессор профессор Рокфеллер, только младший.
It was headed by an American, a person whom I consider a wonderful person, an intellectual, a very tolerant person, a person who was able to listen to good thoughts and stupid thoughts, but a person who was able to integrate different viewpoints, Professor Stephen Rockefeller.
5 лет мы работали.
We worked for 5 years.
Я входил в комиссию.
I was a member of that commission.
Вместе с бывшим премьер-министром Голландии Рудом Люберсом я представлял Европу.
I was there as a representative of Europe, together with the former prime minister of Holland, Ruud Lubbers.
Мне кажется, несмотря на все трудностей, с которыми мы встретились, получился замечательный документ, в котором в концентрированной форме, по сути дела, в 18 пунктах сформулированы самые главные озабоченности и одновременно и высказаны, я бы сказал, приоритеты, руководствуясь которым надо решать проблемы сохранению земли.
And I believe that even though this was a difficult process, as a result, we were able to develop a document that I think is a remarkable document. Those 18 commandments, they reflect our concerns for the environment, but also the priorities, how we should move in order to save the earth.
Во многих странах это уже стало настольной книгой. В Германии, например, вышел второй выпуск, уже 200 тысяч экземпляров Хартии Земли.
And this is a paper, a document that is working in Germany, for example, 200,000 copies of the Earth Charter have been printed.
А сейчас во многих странах уже идут и продолжают разворачиваться в других странах в связи с Хартией Земли, как мы их назвали, дискуссии?
Диалоги
о Земле. Диалоги о земле, диалоги о воде, диалоги, то есть самые животрепещущие проблемы экологии.
And we are continuing this process. We are continuing this process as a dialogue. In a number of countries, we are conducting earth dialogues on the basis of the Earth Charter to discuss the most acute problems, such as water, land, air, and the others.
Я не буду перечислять. Я просто хочу сказать, этот документ уже живет, работает, и я думаю, он сыграет свою роль сейчас, когда люди вообще на всем земном шаре очень обеспокоены судьбой природы.
So I believe that this is a living document, this is a working document, and I believe that it will play a positive role in addressing our environmental concerns.
Никогда ни одна инициатива крупного масштаба не обходилась без того, чтобы на ней находились критики, сомневающиеся. Не будем обращать на это.
Any major initiative can be criticized, but I believe that this is a positive initiative.
So there you have it. If you listen to my questions, I asked him about anti-constitutional behavior, and I barely mentioned the Earth Charter, which is an abhorrent document in and of itself. However, I just offhandedly mentioned that. And I mentioned Agenda 21, which the Earth Charter is highly comprised of. And Gorbachev, he's like a miniature Hitler. The stuff he did during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, when he was a dictator of the Soviet Union, just, you know, dropping toys, things that looked like toys out of helicopters, the troops did, and they would be picked up by Afghan children and explode and maim them. I almost wish I would have asked him about that. It might have made him a little bit more uncomfortable. But, you know, once he had that question translated to him, he wouldn't even look at me when he was answering. He just looked straight ahead, wouldn't even make eye contact with me. And he was, I don't speak Russian or anything, but he was just stumbling all over himself. And, again, he didn't address any of my pertinent questions. And that's what you get with these pimps of this whore, the New World Order. Looks like we've got time before the break, possibly, to play the Ted Turner clip. I'll just introduce this real quick. Ted Turner, he came to my university as well, just a month after Gorbachev did. And Turner's admitted depopulation plans are voluminous. The evidence is voluminous all over the Internet, all over television, all over, it's been written about in books. So his quote was... Well, let's just go on ahead and play the clip. I say the quote in the clip, so go ahead and cue that up.
Okay, go ahead. Now, what I'm about to say, it is serious, so I challenge everyone to check out what I'm about to say. Now, Mr. Turner, in an Audubon magazine interview, you said the following. These are your words, sir. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people and 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Now, how can you claim to be a world leader when you want to wipe out 95% of us? And is that true? Do you want to wipe out 95% of us?
No, I don't know where you got that suggestion. But I have talked about what the ideal population of human beings would be. Well, we could live sustainably without any poverty, with everyone living at the approximate standard of living that the average American lives today. Obviously, The more the standard of living you're willing to accept, the more people you can support on a finite resource base, which the planet has. And whenever Eisbaum talked about possibly reducing the population, and I've only talked about it obviously theoretically, I've always said that the only really proper way to do it is through family planning, not through genocide or anything like that. I'm totally against any kind of violence of any kind.
Okay, so you are completely against all types of violence, but would you like to see a 95% reduction in our current population?
No. I think that Paul and Ann Ehrlich thought if I can remember properly, when I thought it was many years ago, because we're just doing theoretical work, and they thought about between 1 and 2 billion people was the proper amount of people that the world could support sustainably with a decent standard of living for all. And obviously with 6 billion now, we're way above that. And of course the average person in the world lives at a much lower standard than the 300 million people here in the United States do. And there are not enough resources in the world even to bring China. All the resources in the world would not bring China up to the same average per capita spending that the average American enjoys now. Yet less India and all Africa and all the other people in this world that live in abject poverty.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
So there's Ted Turner, more double speak. I read him his own words there. And those were his words. He said that, and he then he goes, well, I don't know where you got that from, but no, he said that, okay. And all you have to do is spend 2 minutes and type it into Google, that question or variations of it, whatever you want to do, and you're going to get hundreds or thousands of hits on just the internet. And he's given C-SPAN lectures where he's said the exact same thing. And then I question him, okay, well, you're against violence, but do you want to see a 95% reduction in the population? Well, no, I wouldn't. Come on. I mean, that's insulting to my intelligence and to the intelligence of the listeners of this program, that Ted Turner, this fat cat, is gonna stand up there and he's gonna just spew this garbage about, 95% population reductions and rewilding the earth. And he even said in his speech, he's got 5 children, but he said, when I was having my children, the population of the earth was, 2 billion or 3 billion or whatever it was, and if I had known that it would grow this exponentially, I would have had maybe 1 child. And I was sitting there and I listening to him say that, and I just had to take a step back, and I'm like, wow, you would, sacrifice your own children? I mean, you're supposed to love your children, and I'm only 22 years old, but I understand that. And Ted Turner, he's getting up there in age, although I think he's probably on that life extension technology because he's up around 70 years old, but he looks like he's maybe pushing 50, but that's kind of a side issue. So anyway, there's Ted Turner saying that. And Gorbachev, you just see that he just dodges around my questions. And so there you have it. That's the activist work that I've done over the past few months. And it's not about me. It's not about, me playing these clips on the show and saying, oh, look how good I am. It's everybody needs to be doing this. It's not hard to do. All you do is you go to these lectures, at least in my town, and you just queue up behind 2 microphones on either side of the auditorium, and then it's uncensored. All you do is you just go ask whatever you want, and you're not going to get an answer, but I was able to record those, and then we get to play them on the show, and you see that they do lie to you, and I've presented the evidence of what these people are doing. So we're going to go on ahead, and we'll take the break, and we'll come back. So it's more of what's going on in 2021.
listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
And I want to thank Nicholas for doing a great job back at the studio getting those clips queued up and doing a great job with the bumper music and just running this show day in and day out. He's doing a great job and doing yeoman's work. And we all need to support this network. You know, just go to FirstAmendmentRadio.com or WWFAR.com and just hit the PayPal and everybody can contribute a little bit. And that's how this network stays on air. Just, you know, go on ahead and sponsor this program. It's, what, $7 a month or $15 a month, one of the two. And this program will stay on the air, and other great programs on this network like John Arthur or Chris Gerner or Melody Cedarstrom or Darren Weeks or Gary Rice, we'll all be able to stay on the air and tell the truth of what's going on and play audio clips like I just played, and we'll be able to stay on the air and tear Agenda 21 to shreds. Agenda 21, 5 years into its implementation, it's the agenda for the 21st century, and it's directly tied to this country, and it's being implemented right under our noses, and I'd say 95% of the population has no idea what it is. And that shows that, one, the establishment doesn't want the population to know what it is, because if they were educated on it, they would reject it, because, as I said earlier, it goes against all constitutional law in this country. And the speeches that those questions that I raised came from, they can be accessed on the Kansas State University website. Just go to KSU.edu, KansasStateUniversity.edu, education. And at the top of the page there's a link that you can click on, and it says Arts. And then you link through there and go to lectures, and it's in the Landon Lecture Series, and you can watch all the Landon lectures, and there's a lot of great stuff on there. Not saying I agree with it, but it gives you a lot of good insight into what high-level political thinkers and movers and shakers are thinking. And this university has nothing, really nothing, but NWO pimps to come and talk to the student body and spout their propaganda to the student body. And I've been trying to get Ralph Epperson to come and do a lecture, but I'm not having a whole lot of luck with it. you know, I'd like to get him for a smaller lecture series, one like the Lou Douglas lecture or something like that, because I think that his message would fit quite well with that. They have you know, old civil rights people come, people who are involved with Martin Luther King. They have other people who are involved in you know, quote unquote civil rights organizations in this country come and speak at that lecture. So I'd like to get Ralph in on that, but it's just so hard to get the administration here to do stuff like that. And anyway, back on Agenda 21 and what Gorbachev and Ted Turner, two of the biggest players that I've you know met personally that are involved in the New World Order, and those are big players. You know, just a few months ago I wasn't sure of Gorbachev's involvement in the NWO. I wasn't sure if he was really just a puppet like President Bush is, or if he was a big policy guy, because most of the big policy guys are behind the scenes, aren't out in the public, aren't out giving lectures. But Gorbachev, he's at least a mid-level or an upper mid-level player in the New World Order. I don't think he's making all of the decisions, and I don't think Ted Turner is either. I think since they're both out in the public eye so much that they're not really trusted with making a lot of the decisions, but they are involved in writing a lot of the policy and getting the ideas out there into the public eye and trying to whitewash it. Gorbachev, with his organizations, Green Cross, Green Shield, and the Gorbachev Foundation, has a lot of big money behind it, and it's in the form of non-profit organizations, but they are funded through private individuals who believe in what Gorbachev is doing, and a lot of it is also grant-driven, you know, either from this government or others, or from other private institutions who grant Gorbachev's institutions money. Same with Ted Turner. Ted Turner gave $1 billion to the United Nations to do with as they please, just because he believes in it so much. And he's one of the biggest landowners in this country. He owns ranches in my state of Kansas, where you know, it's a big nature preserve, and a lot of the depopulation agendas are discussed there, no doubt. He was talking about how he's got a bunch of prairie dogs on his land and you know, just trying to endear himself to the people listening to his lecture. And it frankly made my stomach hurt, because I've read what he wants to do to us. I've read what Mikhail Gorbachev wants to do to us. And when they get up there and they joke around and they wear Kansas State University sweatshirts, and President John Wiefald of Kansas State University gets up there and tries to tell everybody what a great guy Ted Turner is, or what a great guy Mikhail Gorbachev is, it honestly took effort for me not to get up and start yelling. And that's not because I've got a short fuse. I mean, I don't. I'm usually pretty reserved. It takes a lot for me to get excited. But just knowing what Gorbachev did in the Soviet Afghanistan war, just knowing what Ted Turner has written, what he wants to do to us, it should be morally reprehensible. And you heard all the sheep in the audience clapping after these New World Order pimps gave their answers to my questions. And either they're just not hearing what I have to say, or they just make a knee-jerk judgment of what I have to say, and oh, he must be making that up, you know. So that's what we face, and we've got the documentation, and we need to all do a little bit more to get these people behind us and out of this false paradigm that Gorbachev and Turner and George Bush and John Kerry and all these puppets have us in. So come back, take a bottom of the hour break, and I'll be right back on the First Amendment Radio Network.
We don't need no control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you? FirstAmendmentRadio.com has made available a very low-cost satellite system special just for First Amendment Radio listeners. In conjunction with Rick Satellite, you can now receive a complete system, including receiver, LNB, and small satellite dish, all for only $169 delivered to your door. Go to the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage and click on the satellite system link to order the First Amendment Radio satellite system from Rick Satellite. Or, if you don't do internet, call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801 and tell them you need the First Amendment Radio satellite system. Go to our homepage to order or call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801. First Amendment Radio receives no compensation for this service.
Back on Fate of Nations on the First Amendment Radio Network. I'm your host, Brett Folks. And that's a clip from Avenged Sevenfold's album, Waking the Fallen. That song is called Unholy Confessions. Avenged Sevenfold's a great band, and I encourage everybody who likes some good hard rock music to check that out. They've got a lot of good themes, I think, in their music. It's not completely anti-New World Order. I don't think the band's completely awake like Poker Face, a great hard rock band, is. However, it's better than listening to a lot of the pop music garbage like Britney Spears or a lot of the garbage like Green Day that these mainstream corporate music outlets put out. And Avenged Sevenfold, they have a record contract and they're getting played on mainstream radio, but a lot of what they're talking about is anti-New World Order. So check those guys out, and you know, some of the other bumper music I play, like Dream Theater, they've got a lot of anti-New World Order songs too. And another great band I've always liked is Metallica. They've always had an anti-New World Order message, especially back in the 1980s. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with the bumper music, and I'm a musician myself. I've got hair down to my shoulders, and I've recorded in a $1 million studio before, but you know, music, it's so hard to get into the music business, and this is more important, frankly. So I'm doing this, I'm devoting my time to this, and music's on the back burner. But I do enjoy some great music. Anyway, back to Agenda 21, what we were talking about earlier. Ted Turner and Mikhail Gorbachev, both rich men now, and they're wanting to push this communist agenda through the United Nations system. I was thinking about this the other day, and the supposed communist agenda, if you read the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels back in 1848, is to bring everybody to the same economic standards and, you know, put all the power into one big government. If Turner and Gorbachev and all these other communists that are in our midst really want to do this, why don't they devote their entire personal fortune and distribute it among as many people as they possibly can? Wouldn't that set a great example if they really believed in it? But, you know that they're not going to do that. Just look at Soviet Russia or Communist China or Cuba. There's still a rich elite in those countries, and there was until the Soviet Union collapsed, and Joseph Stalin, he had numerous vacation homes, and same with Mikhail Gorbachev and all these other Soviet dictators that ran that country. The elite is, communism is by the elite and for the elite, is what we have to understand. It's being pushed on us today. Communism is not dead, it is alive and well. However, with all these other New World Order systems of control, it's not in name. It's being pushed through other front organizations. Carol Quigley wrote about that in his book, Tragedy and Hope, back in the 1960s, where he said his biggest disagreement with the New World Order was that he wanted them to be public, and he wanted everybody to know about it, and he wanted everybody to know how good he thought it was. But we know that the New World Order is not good. It is there to control us. It is there to take away our constitutional God-given rights. And it's there to make us slaves to it. So this is what we're facing. But back to what I was saying about Turner, if you know he really believed in all this stuff, why doesn't he get rid of his 14 ranches around the country, or however many he has, and why doesn't he just turn that back to the wild, and why doesn't he give up his millions and billions of dollars that he no doubt still has, and redistribute that to I don't know, hurricane victims or something like that? Because he doesn't really believe in it. He's living a very comfortable life, and he's liking the way things are going, and he's going to leave it up to the UN system to carry out that agenda, and he's going to leave it up to all the control mechanisms to carry out what he wants done. And obviously he doesn't see that his personal fortune is going to be used properly in other people's hands, so he's going to keep it. And all this stuff is communism. And this is how the United Nations Agenda 21 is directly tied to the U.S., again, off the Anti-Communitarian League website. LA 21 modifies legal national laws and policies that conflict with the plan. The plan is Agenda 21. In the U.S., all constitutional law conflicts with the LA 21 law. Almost every state in the U.S. implemented LA 21 set-up organizations. Most are doing it very quietly, but a few are bragging about doing it. And then it gives an example of an Earth Charter and Agenda 21 for Iowa off of the University of Iowa website. Again, I encourage everyone to go to the Anti-Communitarian League website. The easiest way to do it is to go to AmericanExpose.com, Chris Gerner's website, American spelled with a K, AmericanExpose.com, and he's got a big fat link to it on the front of AmericanExpose.com. This is a tract from Article 1, Section 1 of the Washington State Constitution. All political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. And that's also from Federalist Papers and philosophies, basic philosophies put forth by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers. And this, again, is in complete violation, this Earth Charter, this Agenda 21, in complete violation of the United States of America Constitution that we that is the supreme law of the land. And that's what people don't realize. The understanding I've come to is that most people in America are socialists and don't even know it. You talk to liberals who are out there protesting the Iraq war, you get into their philosophies, which I have. Friends of mine who are well-meaning people are socialists and don't even know it. And I'll talk to them about their philosophy, and they'll say, well, you know, I'm in favor of universal health care. Well, you know, that sounds good, and they've obviously got good intentions for saying that. However, that's in the Communist Manifesto. And what have we seen when governments get too much power is that they always abuse that power. Look at the welfare system, 70% overhead. 70% overhead in the welfare system, meaning 70 cents out of every dollar that you pay into welfare, coming out of everybody's paycheck, coming out of my paycheck, goes into that system, and only 30 cents come back. And those 30 cents that do come back, they're used and abused, and they go to further legitimize the big government system. But the 70 cents go into bureaucrats' pockets and make them fat and happy. It's a completely contradictory system. They were established. A lot of this was started under FDR. A lot of it was started under LBJ, and under the Great Society programs and the New Deal programs. And I don't know if a lot of you out there listening are familiar with a book by Colonel Edward Mandel House called Philip Drew Administrator. It's a novel, and it talks about a leader, and this was written in, I believe, the 1920s. I might be wrong on that. I've got a Word document on my computer, which is the entire book. It's out of print now, but you can find copies of it on the internet and download it and read it. It's not really that long. But Mandel House talks about this leader who gives fireside chats and who implements a program similar to FDR's New Deal, and it parallels a lot of what happened just 10 years later, and talks about how this leader needed to establish martial law and needed to become a dictator and all this garbage. And there was actually a coup d'etat attempt in 1933 by Nazi infiltrators in the U.S. government, and it was found out by General Smedley Butler, World War One war hero, snuffed out the plot and exposed it. And events are planned in the world, folks. If you completely buy into the coincidental theory of history, then you're sadly mistaken. Events are planned through central banking, through powerful people who have a vested interest in keeping their power and not letting the common man get control. You'd be naive if you were one of those people not to control world events to the way you wanted them to. The only problem is that they have an anti-constitutional view of what they want to do to us. We have too many rights in this country for the New World Order to tolerate. And this is what we are facing today. We are facing powerful men and powerful women in these positions, taking control and making sure that we no longer have these rights that are paramount to our existence in America. This anti-communitarian league website is just a wealth of information. Again, I encourage everyone to go to AmericanExpose.com and click through. That's the easiest way I've found to get to it. The web address is kind of long, and it's got a lot of dots and slashes in it. So just go to AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, and click through the anti-communitarian league website, Nikki Rapana's website. And there's a ton of articles, and there's a ton of analysis, and a lot of really good information. And this is what I always say, do your own research. Don't just trust me. Don't just trust any talk show host you hear. Do it for yourself. Think for yourself. I have no reason to lie to you. And everything I'm saying is very little of my own opinion. It's stuff that I've read, it's stuff that I've found out about what's going on. And this is what we have to do if we're to get this country back. We have to think for ourselves, and we have to spread peaceful information. We have the documentation behind us. Everything I'm saying is highly provable. Everything Mikhail Gorbachev and Ted Turner are saying is just a big fraud, and we know that. Here's an article off of the Anti-Communitarian League website, linked off of there, called UN Charter or U.S. Constitution by Bud Landry. Do the American people want to live by our U.S. Constitution, or do they want to live by the UN Charter? Do the American people have a choice? Which document rules our lives today? There are two sides in this, and both are equally determined they are right. We, the people, must decide, and soon. On one side, the Supreme Court has said in Miranda v. Arizona, where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. The other side says, in C. Fuji v. California, the court has declared, quote, the Charter of the United Nations has become the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. And that's scary, that a United States of America court has decided that the United Nations Charter usurps the Constitution of the United States of America. That's scary. But it happens. In Reed v. Covert, the Supreme Court said, this court has regularly and uniformly recognized the supremacy of the Constitution over a treaty. So again, which decision do we make, listeners? On April 12, 1952, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, Council on Foreign Relations member, said, treaties make international law and also make domestic law. Under our Constitution, treaties become the supreme law of the land. They are indeed more supreme than ordinary laws, for congressional laws are valid if they do not conform to the Constitution, whereas treaty law can override the Constitution. This goes back to March 9, 1933, which I mentioned yesterday on the program, where we live in an executive order dictatorship. FDR signed the martial law orders, putting us under essentially admiralty law, military control. Three of our Supreme Court justices have now said that they will take into consideration the laws of other countries when making decisions on this country's laws. These justices are all members of the CFR. Our Constitution protects the rights of private property. Our government is now taking our lands and putting it under the control of the United Nations without a hearing for the people or the permission of the Congress. Agenda 21 does not ask your permission. It just does it. Just like I said at the beginning of the program, it was signed by 166 member nations of the United Nations, but little was said about it afterwards. It was signed in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, and we weren't asked if we wanted this implemented right under our noses. Our opinion was not sought for, and it is being implemented right under our noses. There's more articles on here. Let's see, the one I was, here it is. It's an article by Paul Craig Roberts, somebody I listen to, and I read his articles, and he's a former Reagan administration Secretary of Treasury, really the father of Reaganomics, so he knows what he's talking about. He's a real conservative, and he's been exposing the Iraq War. He's been exposing the collapse of our economy, especially, and he doesn't trust the official story of 9/11 either. He said, if they lied to us about Iraq, why should we trust them on 9/11? And he talks about how historians who obviously will buy into the coincidental view of history will lay blame on America's collapse on the free market ideology. However, we have a centrally planned economy at the highest levels, and we have free trade zones all over the place, and that's just completely against a free market. Free market and free trade are two completely different things. So think about that. I'll come back and I'll briefly cover this article and close out the show and talk more about Agenda 21, this program that is continually being implemented, and there are ways that we can fight this, listeners, and we all need to know what's going on. So I'll come right back and close out the show.
years ahead of the dominant media. FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Greg Roberts says that, I say this as a believer in the market. My books and scholarly articles demonstrate the superiority of market systems over government allocative schemes. The problem arises when market economics ceases to be thoughtful and becomes ideological or a dogma. A good example of the latter is a recent Heritage Foundation study that argues that global outsourcing is the best way to equip the U.S. military with the best technology at least expense. The study brushes away concerns with the erosion of American manufacturing, science, and engineering knowledge base by asserting that such concerns imply protectionism, and that protectionism means the death of innovation. Protectionism can be problematic for innovation, and the study is correct to point this out. Where the study fails is in ignoring that innovation does not take place in a vacuum. Innovation requires a material base and depends on a strong manufacturing science and engineering foundation backed by R&D programs. And it goes on. Paul Craig Roberts knows what he's talking about, folks, and you need to read his articles on Counterpunch and Lou Rockwell and other websites, and you need to find out where this country's going, and you need to find out what Agenda 21 is all about. On the Anti-Communitarian League website, link through on AmericanExpose.com, you have different links to different countries' local Agenda 21 program. They're just all over the place. And this, why do we want a world government system, folks? Why is it being pushed so hard in the mainstream media, in just everyday life? We have the United Way airing commercials on NFL television. We have just all this garbage just being put out right in front of us. On the Anti-Communitarian League website, Republic of Korea's Local Agenda 21 program. Agenda 21 for the Baltic Sea region, Portugal's Agenda 21 program, Hanover, Germany's local Agenda 21 program, Colombia's local Agenda 21 plan, Argentina's local Agenda 21 plan, Indonesia, Canada, Mexico, and their commercials on local radio here in Manhattan, Kansas about our land use and about our rural development and our rural sustainability. And this is local Agenda 21 in Manhattan, Kansas. I mean, I'm not really out in the sticks per se. It's 60,000 people that live here, with students included. But there are rural lands all over the place, and there are farms all over the place here, and we have farmers being paid not to cultivate their own land. The government pays farmers not to plant food. We could be feeding the entire world off of America if we wanted to, really, with just a little bit of help from other countries. There are signs put up by individual farmers saying, this farm feeds 129 people plus you. And farms on the grand scale aren't that big. They're maybe a few hundred acres. Big ones are maybe a few thousand acres. And this country is enormous, folks. It's very fertile, and we could be feeding the entire world. We could have a positive balance of trade. We are still the richest country in the world, even though we've been completely deindustrialized. Our industries have been shipped over to Asia after communism failed, quote-unquote failed, over in Asia, after the despotic regimes failed and after communism took another form. All our industry has been transferred over to Asia. All our high-tech jobs are being moved over to India and Pakistan and Indonesia. I called a technical support line for a computer game I got for Christmas that's not working on my computer. And somebody who spoke very accented English answered the phone. It was probably overseas somewhere, probably over in India. So there you have it. This outsourcing, this globalization, this Agenda 21 garbage is not going to fly as long as I'm behind the microphone, as long as others are behind the microphone speaking the truth, and not just the truth as we see it, but the truth as high officials in the government who have come out against all this stuff are seeing it as well, and the truth as the Constitution sees it. The Constitution, the supreme law of the land, is something that I'm going to follow until my death. Something that everybody needs to follow. So I thank everyone for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad place.
Elwood, have you seen the cake I brought this morning?
Was it Dutch chocolate?
You're eating my cake?
Yes, sir. Excellent cake, sir. Would you like a piece? There's one left.
That cake was for the auction! You are in so much trouble, young man!
Trouble? Oh, no, sir. Not at all. You see, Marvin and Bob also ate a piece. So because we all ate a piece, no one's in trouble. It's like speeding on the highway. Everyone does it, so it's okay. See? Are you sure you don't want a piece?
What?